with everything going on, you guys trying to concentrate on winning football games, have one of probably arguably the best team coming in. Just talk about all the distractions that are going on. Ted Wells in the building, and you guys trying to focus on winning football games.
Well, I didn't know anybody was in the building until you said so. You know, I come here, I do my job, and I focus on beating the Panthers, and we did that today, and that was probably the biggest part of my day was getting ready for this run and what we're going to see with all that Cam Newton brings.
So the principal hasn't come and knocked on your locker yet to say you don't want to talk to you regarding that?
No principal, the assistant principal, no guidance counselors, no nothing. Just J.O. playing some football.
Apparently that time is coming, though, Jared, so what will you say when it's time?
It depends on what questions are going to be asked. But when that comes, you know, do the deal and that's it.
Kind of peculiar to know that you have to have that coming here while you're trying to focus on football?
No, not really. You know, I said this after the game this week is that, you know, for us to be here as professional athletes and to make it to this point, we had to fight through some type of adversity, you know, to get here. So, I mean, having distractions in our life as a professional football player, it's something that you accept and something that we deal with every day. Every day we have more distractions in our life than a lot of people can imagine or care to think about. So the thing is, this is just, you know, throw it on the pile, you know. So you deal with it every day, and it's just something that, you know, that you have to be able to put aside and focus on your job.
Carolina Panthers coming in, Cam Newton seems pretty high as a quarterback now. What are your thoughts about facing that?
You know, he's an awesome, awesome player, and we obviously have a lot of respect for him, you know, and we have to do what we have to do what we have to do in order to prepare for a team each week. But you know, it's added. I guess there's added things to it. You know, when you got a guy that's that athletic, that moves around like that, that you have to contain him and worry about his arm and his legs. It'll be a tough challenge, but we're up for it.
How do you contain him in the pocket and make sure he doesn't run outside and scramble like he did a couple times against the
Patriots? Well, I mean, as a D lineman, you have to be mindful of your rush lanes. You know, you have to be able to rush as a group. You know, not really do anything overly outside of the defense to be able to contain him. And you know, we've got a few things dialed up where we think we can we can put some pressure on him, and also as well as do everything right to keep him in the pocket and not let him scramble. So I mean, it's the same thing every week in terms of, you know, playing as a team and playing within the defense, you know, because we'll have the right plays dialed up in order to contain him.